Richard III premiered Saturday night at the intimate Tom Paterson Theatre. Floor-to-ceiling windows, wooden flooring, detailed design features and a garden terrace attracted the attention of many. Tuxedos and floor-length gowns were the norm for the evening's black tie event. Barbara Schubert, who lives in Cleveland, Ohio, has attended the Stratford Festival since 1963. She said the opening of the theater is not only a gift to the community of Stratford, but to the entire country. People will come from all over to see this theater. Siamak Hariri is an incredible architect and he loved every moment. It was deeply part of him to do this project, said Schubert. Schubert and her family are sponsors of Death and the King's Horsemen. She tends to sponsor plays that do not yet have sponsors, noting it is important for every show to have the needed funds. Bridget and Peter Westaway have attended the theater for decades. Residing in Toronto, the couple saw several previews in the new theater. They described the new theater as unbelievably fabulous. It fits the site so well. It is glamorous and spectacular. I am looking forward to seeing a production, said Bridget Westaway. Stratford has such a wonderful cast of actors and so many are in the production tonight. Playing Richard III as Colm Feore, Michael Blake is the Duke of Clarence, Ben Carlson as Lord Hastings and Jessica B. Hill as Lady Anne. They have every name in Stratford in this show, said Peter Westaway. The show is directed by Anthony Simolino. Simolino, artistic director of the festival, and executive director Anita Gaffney, helped launch a $100 million campaign to both build the Tom Paterson Theatre and create an endowment fund for it. Saturday's premiere ended with a 10-minute light show above the Avon River. The Celebration of Light represented the wonders of the festival.